The defense put character witnesses on the stand, including the defendant Joshua Hupitz's mother and brother and a friend who the defendant called peaceful, but the testimony of one final expert was anything but. Through the trial, the defense has pointed to Hupitz's roommate Jack Miley as the man who killed Jenna Burley. Miley testified last week that he took Xanax and had nearly 20 alcoholic drinks, as well as smoking weed, through the night. Prosecutors say Burley was murdered. Hupitz's attorney called a psychiatrist to testify about the effects of what Miley consumed, the judge ruling that the doctor could only speak to blackouts and memory loss, but not to possible violent behavior as the defense wanted. The prosecution pointed that the defense called the doctor at last minute, but the judge allowed him to testify, but not to bring up about any possible violent behavior. Following the doctor's testimony and not in front of the jury, the defense attorney David Nenner passionately motioned for a mistrial, claiming witnesses the prosecution called versus who they called was fundamentally unfair. The judge denied his request and said the expert called at the end was a, quote, marginal witness at best. Closing arguments will begin in the morning. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.